Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I just want to thank you. I want to just be grateful for you right at the beginning of this podcast, knowing that you're taking the time to study God's Word. It's not so much listening to Ray. The Lord's allowed me to be a teacher of His, but it's truly the Holy Spirit that's our teacher. And that's why I want to always encourage you to pray before you read the Bible. Ask the Lord to give you understanding. And let me give you a little tip that I learned a long time ago. You're never going to understand everything within God's Word because He doesn't reveal it all at one time. It's a progressive learning of God's Word, and that's what makes it exciting. It's a living Word, and it's appropriate for different times and venues in your life. So if you don't understand something, don't worry about it. Go on. There's enough in here that you can understand it. To follow that will be more than you'll have the capability for doing for all your life. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study today. Heavenly Father, what can we say? You're so far beyond our thoughts and what we can imagine. And Lord, your word is the same way, the depths of it, the length, the breadth. It's just amazing. And so as we come humbly before you today, asking you again by your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to the truth we learn. Lord, we know that this is all yours and all glory should be to you. So we want to give you honor and thanks at the beginning of this study today and ask you to bless our time. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is See Jesus and God. It's taken from the book of John chapter 12 and verse 45. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus cried and said, He that believes on me believes not on me, but on him that sent me. And in chapter 12 and verse 45 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, He that sees me sees him that sent me. Where we read, And he that sees me sees him that sent me. The verse reads, And he that sees me. John began with Jesus' words, And he, which means, and the person, whether male or female, that sees me, or who observes, notices, looks at, considers, perceives, and beholds me, Jesus, shall do the following. John shared how anyone who observes Jesus will be doing the following. The verse continues, sees him that sent me. John added Jesus' word, sees him, which means observes, notices, looks at, considers, perceives, and beholds him, God the Father, that sent me, or who dispatched and assigned me, Jesus. John shared how Jesus said the person who observes him also beholds the one who dispatched him, which is God the Father. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how seeing Jesus is seeing God. Jesus Christ was dispatched by his Father God so people could be forgiven of their sins and have a personal relationship with him. Sin separated people from God. And when Jesus died on the cross to provide forgiveness of sins, those who put their faith and trust in him may now relate to God the Father who sent him. God loves people. And his desire is to save them through his Son Jesus so they will live with him, or they may live with him forever. Seeing Jesus allows a person to see God. And those who are wise will surrender their lives to Jesus and his Father God to live eternally with them. And next time John shares how Jesus says, I am come a light into the world. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.